The last time something like this happened was in 2001, when Pope John Paul II called for a day of fasting for peace in response to the growing threat of global terrorism and other conflicts. The date was December 14th, which also happened to be the last day of Ramadan, the traditional month of fasting for Muslims. Pope Benedict's call is also coming after a period of terrorism and military reprisals, this time in the Holy Land and Lebanon. Jesuit Father Ernesto Travieso told us about the significance of this call to prayer.
You know, God has the last word in everything. But if we get in consonance with Him, praying, uniting with Him in the problems of today's world, we might even have a way to do things better than we think. Sometimes we feel we're useless. There's nothing we can do. We become cynical. You know, why doing this? Nobody's going to really be grateful for what I'm doing. And then praying, we realize we do have a lot to do. But again, we have to get in consonance with God. And that's what the Pope is asking us now.
Father Ernesto says we should keep the Christians of the region especially close in prayer, since they are often the innocent victims of the violence.
These people are just in between the two fires and completely discriminated against by both parties.
He says we must believe in the power of prayer.
He always said, you know, la caridad empieza por casa. We have to start with loving to love ourselves and to find a way to become a better person. From there, then we can see in concentric circles, what can we do more in the world? And we can cover the world. We are omnipotent if we got God with us. Omnipotent to do things, to fix things, to love, and to create a better world.
The day of prayer and penitence is this Sunday, the 23rd. I'm Charles Collins.